Welcome one and all to Momentum Monday. We're so happy to be starting out this brand new business period today. And this is the 13th of April. And we are cooking. Oh my gosh, last business period was rocking. And we have Marcia was on the road visiting a team of amazing leaders in St. Louis, Missouri. And they were all business building and collaborating. And I've heard just a little bit, but that it was just an amazing experience. So, hey, thank you, Marcia, for being our traveling amazing leader meeting with leaders.
Well, we've got you signed up for the next trip, girl. Isn't it?
Okay.
September for Carol Sue?
You've got it. True.
That's right.
All right, all right. Well, we will put our – well, that sounds good. You got my calendar figured out.
And then Rich is next, Pam.
That's right. Rich and Pam next.
Sounds good. Tonight, I'm so excited about our topic tonight. We're going – in the four basics of the – three-point plan that all of us are flying our businesses with, the four basics are create your list, invite your friends to take a look, present the plan, STP, we call it show the plan, and then following up and enrolling people who are ready to join us in the business. Well, you know, it is one thing to talk about how to build a thriving business, and it's another thing to take ongoing effective action. Last week we talked about Mana Tracker that we're using and its value in giving points, helping us stay on track with the effective activity and helping us stay focused. Those effective action is what creates results, and great results is the success. Success for you by helping your team have their success. And success, you know, we get bottom line results. We want to help everyone put money in their pockets, and you do well in a business in Manatech when you help your team do well. That is wonderful. So the good question to always ask, and I used to have a sticky note on my telephone: what is the best use of my time right now? So tonight I get to interview a man who's building massive Mana Tracker points by taking effective action. We're going to talk with my longtime friend, amazing team partner, Bronze Presidential Rich Miley. So, Rich, are you there? I know you jumped in your car to speak so we can hear you. Are you there? And you... Rich Miley, I don't hear you yet. If you're on mute, press *4 to unmute your phone. And folks, you might all push *4 or press the mute button on your phone to make sure we have really excellent sound quality tonight. So, okay, there you are. Fantastic, Rich. All right. Now, Rich, I know that you've been working on the four basics. You've been adding new names to your list. You've been inviting people, and you've been showing the plan, and you have been following up. So I spoke with you last Wednesday, and you had just done an STP. And, you know, here's the deal. A lot of people hear these are the steps, but if someone hasn't really stepped in to do it, and they go, well, how do I start? How do I actually move into action? So I want to go back to that, the beginning of this contact, Rich, and ask you some questions about how it all came about, step by step, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So first of all, where did you meet? Say a little about these people. Where did you meet these people? How did it... you come about that they were on your list? Or did it spontaneously you went, oh my gosh, these are people I need to talk to, they're on my list? What happened for you?
Okay, well, somebody know that I have embraced this idea of running some racquetball leagues for LA Fitness here in the Portland area. So every evening now, Monday through Thursday, I'm engaged at two different locations. And what's fun about it is I'm doing something I love, but I also am meeting lots of new people. And so one of the guys I befriended early on a couple months ago was Mitchell Mayer. He's one of the top salespeople at LA Fitness in the Pearl District here in Portland. And so we've been having conversations, and one day we kind of sat down around his lunch break, and I asked him, you know, how long he was working there, and I'd found out through a number of questions, like, you know, are you happy with what you're doing? I was looking for things of dissatisfaction, and he was kind of happy. He's a bright 21-year-old male, and very successful for his age and what he's doing. He's making about $4,000 or $5,000 a month at LA Fitness selling memberships. And one of his comments was that, number one, he's working like 50 hours a week. So, and he also had a girlfriend that he didn't have a whole lot of time to spend with her because of his laborious hours. So that was a red flag. And then I proceeded to ask him if he was making all the money he wanted to. And he also mentioned that not only was he not making all the money he wanted, he didn't have the time, but he was also paying a big chunk of money to, as you well know, if you're on a W-2 as an employee, you pay, the best way I describe it is you make your income, the government takes out what taxes they're going to take out, and you have what's left over to live on. And when you're in a business for yourself, you make an income, you take all your legitimate tax-deductible expenses, and then what's left over is taxable. So that got his attention. And then we talked a little bit about, you know, some other options. So that was our initial kind of conversation.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so one thing that I heard is that you made the decision to be in new places and do some new things, which got you a perfect opportunity to meet some great people. So that was fantastic. And our business is about relationship. So you asked some really good questions. And you actually saw a little opening where he was talking about his life and what he was doing, and you started going deeper. And did you feel that was pretty natural, how that happened? Because it sounded very natural hearing how you did it. If someone was not used to that sort of thing, say again the one or two questions that you asked.
You know, I asked him how long he'd been working at LA Fitness. You know, I asked him if he was making all the money he wanted to. And then he actually shared in his concern about paying so much money that comes out of his check. So I saw that as obvious an opportunity to bridge some information.
Fantastic. So that was a beautiful, easy opening. And then how did you bridge to the subject of Manatech?
Well, he asked me actually a couple questions. He says, what do you do? Are you retired? You know, how do you get time to run these leagues at LA Fitness? Because he knew I wasn't getting rich doing that. So I told him that I've had my own business for 35 years and that I had the time freedom now to do the things I love to do. And then I also told him that I was a network marketing professional. And I asked him if he was familiar with that. And he said, yes, I was involved in that with a company. I didn't really do a whole lot with it. So
interesting.
That was the next question.
So what did you say to pique his interest to maybe taking a look at Manatech? What did you do to set that up?
Well, before I even talked about Meditech, I just talked about network marketing in general, and I talked a little bit about how, you know, the economy now is changing so radically that a lot of people, you know, they go to college for 4 years and they end up working at Starbucks. And I said, you know, do you have an entrepreneurial spirit? And he said, yeah, I do. And I said, well, I got a video that I'd like to send you, or a link, you know, and I said, but here's the deal. It costs me to send it to you, and it disappears in 72 hours. So if I send it to you, it's about 40 minutes long. Would you watch it? And he said, yeah, I think I could do that. So I sent him the Rise of the Entrepreneur link, which a lot of people are familiar with this, but it's a tool. It's kind of a documentary validating our industry and this whole new economy that's emerging and how important the entrepreneur opportunity is in the new economy, because some people feel today the economy is going to pot. Other people see a phenomenal opportunity. And if you understand where you're at with Manatech in the wellness revolution, we are in the right place at the right time. So I began to educate him, and he watched that video.
Awesome. And you know what? We should upload a link so that people can be able to use that as a tool. So the Rise of the Entrepreneur. So I'll put that up there. People can take a look at does it cost you a lot to send the link, or a little?
Well, you can subscribe to, the actual website where you can send 20 a month, or to that for $12. You can actually buy the DVDs and then have them with you and pass them out. And I chose to do both of them because in our society today, everybody's into watching videos. It is kind of lengthy, and that's why I wanted to get a commitment out of him to make sure he watched it.
Smart. Okay, great. Well, we will post more information on that on our website, wellnetworkglobalpartners.com. Okay, so that's pretty marvelous. You used the one tool right in the beginning, the Rise of the Entrepreneur. So, so you made a contact. He left. The fortune is always in the follow-up. And, you know, if you talk to somebody, I always say the best way to have a business is a business on wheels. It's always moving to the next time you make a connection. So you actually set an appointment to follow up with him. The fortune's in the follow-up. So that is so great. Well, the next step in our wheel is show the plan. As you piqued his interest with the Rise of the Entrepreneur and with tuning in to what's going on in his life, of course, first of all. So now, how did you set up the next step, show the plan? And I want to even go back behind the scenes a little bit further. So I'd love you to talk about the tool you used, but in the beginning, you had to learn about how to use that tool. So I'd love for you to talk about how did you prepare.
Okay. Well, after he watched The Rise of the Entrepreneur, some conversation, and I asked him what he liked about it. He said it was an awesome video. And then we proceeded to talk a little bit about Manatech and some glyconutritional technology, just some low-key conversation at the club. And then we had an opportunity to I told him, asking when his day off was, and he said Tuesday. And then I said I'd love to talk further. And so it was going to be a few days. The next thing I did is then put in his hands another tool that I feel is really probably pertinent right now, particularly during this season of paying taxes. And this was one of the other bridges that I'd built, and that is a cassette tape called Are you underpaid and overtaxed? Give me my money back. And it's a professional CD or tape by Sandy Botkin, and who actually was the chief counsel of the IRS for 20 years, and he actually has a company called Tax Reduction Institute now, where his whole mission is to educate people about having a home-based business for no other reason than the tax benefit, and that people can save in anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000 a year just by, you know, being in that position and taking advantage of having a home-based business. So I put that in his hand, and then we set up an appointment on his day off to actually talk about Manitech.
That's awesome. So the tape actually was a little more continuity of being feeling connected, and you know, just helping educate him. I think that's fascinating. So, Rich, I know that we have recordings. We have a flip chart that has a power, kind of the slides of a PowerPoint, and so I think that you did some preparation and practice with that. Am I correct? I would love for you to talk about it, because whenever you're using something new in the beginning, you haven't done it before. You can feel rusty or awkward or whatever. What did you do to become fluid and confident in what you do? What did you use, and how did you prepare that way?
Okay, yeah, maybe before we leave that, if people are interested on how to find that CD, they can go to networkingtimes.com, and the CDs are available, and it's probably good to have those in your backpack or handy, where you can educate people about that whole advantages of having a home-based business for tax purposes.
Yeah,
one of the things
that's on our website, too.
Right. One of the things that I did was you got to get comfortable using the flip chart or the PowerPoint, however you want to do it. But as you know, Wendy Kramer is on the Tuesday night live archives of actually doing the presentation. But I practiced with Pam a number of times just going through show the plan. And the more times you do anything, and I think athletics has taught me this, practice makes perfect. You just, it becomes a part of you. You know, the first time you do it, it might be uncomfortable. The second time it gets easier. By about the fifth or sixth or tenth time, it's a part of you. You don't have to look at the words. You know, the whole presentation, and you just point out the highlights as you move through it very comfortably. And this show the plan. Flip chart presentation is a tool that we have. I think you already have it up on the website if people don't have it. But you can print it out, make your own, or you can actually purchase those from Manitech. And it's a fairly simple presentation that anybody can do and practice. So by the time I was able to sit down with Mitchell and his girlfriend, it was a very natural thing.
That is fantastic. Great. And Pam was, did you ask her for feedback?
Well, yeah, in the process of practicing, you know, my wife is an incredible soundboard for me. And she obviously pointed out some things on, you know, how I could improve. And so that's why you want to get a good friend or a business partner, just somebody who you can practice on and present. And they have your best interests at heart and will help you polish your presentation.
That's wonderful. I know that when I start something new, I have to get comfortable with it. Once you get comfortable with it, I have found, and I'm sure you as well, that you can then really personalize it to the person, because you're not so concerned about, am I saying the right thing and am I going to remember? You just, it becomes more and more easy as you do it. And So personalizing it to whoever you're with is really, you'll find that that happens naturally. So talk about the next step, which would be showing the plan with them. How did it go? And how did you personalize it for them?
Yeah, well, before we got into the plan, and we met at a dinner's restaurant, you know, his wife or his girlfriend and him at breakfast while I talked, and I pulled out my notebook, and I started, asking some questions about play the game What If? And I said, what if you had, you know, an extra $2,000 or $3,000, or maybe you replaced your income? What would you be doing with the money? What are your passions? What are your dreams? Do you ever travel? Do you need a new car? Whatever it was. And so I dream built a little bit with them and discovered a few things about them. And then once I got into the flip chart and the presentation, you know, I actually talked about some of those things that they had already related to me, like they like to travel. And I said, well, wouldn't it be cool to go to the Mexican Riviera and have Manitec pay for it? And so that was something that kind of piqued their interest. And when I went through the flip chart presentation, the youth page jumped out at his girlfriend, and she was very interested in the anti-aging skincare cream we have. So the follow-up to the, after the flip chart, and once we got through that, was, okay, let me get you some samples and the youth DVD. And so it's kind of like after the flip chart presentation, I talked about the ways to get started and what's the next step. Well, if they're not ready to sign up and they weren't quite ready yet, but so I gave them some more tools, and then we set up another time to get together. So that's kind of where it's at right now, but it's like a very natural conversation, and if you follow kind of along with the plan, you know, you get more and more comfortable with this. We talk about, overcoming the fear. It's just like learning to use the three-point plan. And if you follow and use the tools that we have at our disposal, it makes it so much easier, because we don't want to be the expert. We want to be the expert who teaches people how to use the tools. And if it's not duplicatable, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. And this is something that anybody can do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I'd like to open this up. There may be people who you may have thought of questions that you'd like to ask Rich. Rich, that was just so great to see, how to go about it from the very, very beginning. Who here would like to ask Rich a question? We have maybe 7 minutes left.
Carol?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to make a comment. I think it's so much better to hear someone go through the steps like that rather than just telling us what the steps are. I mean, we could visualize ourselves being in Rich's place and speaking in the conversation and all that we had with the people rather than saying you do this and you do that. It doesn't connect as well.
Yeah, thank you. Fantastic. You know, we are recording this call, so if you want to listen to these how-tos and the steps in action, I'll be uploading them probably tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Joan.
Yeah, I wanted to know where he got. Was it a CD or a DVD that he got that tells the advantages of having a home-based business? Where did he get that, and how can I get it?
We're going to upload those to our website, but sure, go ahead, Rich.
Okay, well, are you talking about the tax, the overpaid or underpaid and overtaxed? Give me my money back.
That one. Yes, that one.
Yeah. You can get that at networkingtimes.com.
Okay.
CD, And I think, actually, Joan, I think I gave you a green tape a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. I was there.
Got it. Now I get to find it.
So, Rich, let me ask you, when you made the or when you showed him how he could get started and you talked about PACS, did you give him one option, other options?
I gave him three options. I said you can get started for $99, $4.99, or $9.99.
Okay.
And then I explained the benefits, obviously, of getting started at the $4.99 or the $9.99 because it opened up all the income streams, and he's going to maximize his profitability from day one. Plus, I also mentioned the fact that this is a business about duplication. People will ask you, well, what'd you do? And you're going to lead by example, so they're going to follow your example. And then I explained the power bonus and why it really would behoove him, if he wants to make this a profitable thing, to start at the $4.99. And as soon as he found those four all-stars or champions, well, he could make about $800, and that could happen in the first couple weeks, could happen in the first couple months, whatever.
Great.
Hey, Rich, it's Carol, it's Pat. So, Rich, did you use the GoPro material as well? Because he had already indicated that he had tried or had been involved in some sort of a networking program before, and then consistent with, you know, the green tape for the taxation and everything, did you use any of the GoPro material?
I did use the GoPro book, and I asked him if he had an interest in, I said, this is one of the things you're going to have to embrace, and I talked a little bit about personal growth and education. And I had the GoPro book with me, but he's pretty high-tech. He's a 21-year-old, so I told him how he could go to Amazon.com and download it on his iPhone and listen to it, while he's working out or while he's driving to and from work, because he actually lives in Vancouver and commutes about 35 minutes a day, and suggested that be his education on wheels time.
And how much does it cost through Amazon.com for him to download that?
It costs about $7. And then it goes with you. I mean, I'm at the LA Fitness right now, and I see people as I'm walking through here, hundreds of them, working out, riding treadmills, on ellipticals, doing whatever they're doing, lifting weights, and they're all plugged into a headset. And they're listening to music, they're listening to a talk, they're listening to something, and they could be listening to GoPro and learning how to develop skills to become a network marketing professional.
Because that's really key, because when you're tying in that he can start at $99, $4.99, or $9.95, and if he's catching the vision of the potential of income, and you put the GoPro material in their hands, then they know, I mean, who can start a business that can bring in six figures or more and enter into it for as cheap as $999? I mean, but it's all a matter of the right framework of mind. That's the reason I was asking about the GoPro, because it really spells it out. If you want to make the money that a brain surgeon makes in network marketing, you don't have to invest 12 or 15 years and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, not to mention hours and hours, but you still need to put in the time to develop yourself as a professional.
Absolutely.
Very well said. Well, you know, we have come to the end of our time here. What a fabulous call. Thank you so much, Rich Miley. That was great. And thank you, everyone, for the questions and comments. We appreciate you all so much. We're going to continue deepening our awareness of the three-point plan, how to put it into action, and how to grow a successful business. We're doing it together. Thank you, everyone, for your participation tonight. Have a beautiful week. This is our time to really crank it up in the very beginning of the business period and ride the wave. Good night, everyone.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.